Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, David Templeton's Wretch Like Me returns to the Glaser Center for its 10th anniversary performance, Saturday, July 20th at 7 p.m. The award-winning one-man show is 10 years old, and I am here with playwright David Templeton. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Do tell us about this autobiographical one-man show that you wrote, Wretch Like Me, and where did it start 10 years ago?
Well, 10 years ago, it actually started a little before that, when for years and years I'd been talking to friends about some of the crazy experiences I had as a teenager in the 1970s in Southern California, when I got very involved in the Jesus movement, baptisms at the beach, late night afterglows, speaking in tongues, all kinds of stuff, and then eventually became very involved at a point when the church began to turn towards a darker, more conservative kind of less, in my view, a Christian view of Christianity. And I was stuck in the middle of it. So this is the play of how I, as we say in the program, I was saved from being saved, how I got into Christianity, full-scale fundamentalist, puppeteer, Christian, teenage Bible study leader, and then eventually found my way out of it. And my friends got tired of me telling the stories and saying, I'm working on a one-man show, but I never did it. And they basically kidnapped me and put me in a hotel room and said, you're going to write this thing. About 6-7 months later, we had the world premiere.
Has Wretch Like Me changed much since it debuted 10 years ago?
It's changed a lot. The first time I did it, anybody who saw it at the Glaser Center when we first did it 10 years ago knows it was kind of an epic. It was like 2.5 hours, including an intermission. I told my whole story, everything I had to say.
Right.
But then we began to move towards taking it to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland, and that started a whole process of just trimming it and trimming it and trimming it. We got it down to where we were doing it there in about 70 minutes with no intermission. And this version that I'm going to be doing is closer to that.
Mm-hmm. So you are performing as well as
Oh, I am performing it, yeah.
This is your show. Absolutely.
This is my show. It's my story. I'm standing up there telling it, acting out all the characters, doing it full speed ahead.
Nice. Looking back on the show after 10 years, besides cutting things out, did you kind of change characters or change plots? Did you have a different memory or did something change in that, looking back on the show in that way? Or
I didn't really change the story itself. We conflated things. At one point, we took my two brothers and turned them into one.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm back to two brothers. I put my brother Steve back in this story because we had a couple more minutes to play, but this time. So, but for the most part, it's been the same story. I just found more of a concise way of telling it over the years.
Was there a special inspiration for returning to the Glaser Center and having this 10th anniversary?
Well, that's the place I first did it, and the Glaser Center was very supportive of it. They liked the project, and many of the people there who go to the Unitarian Church at the Glaser Center got behind this, and my move to go to Edinburgh. There's one couple there that really supported it. Not only did they provide a lot of the money for my team to go to Scotland, they got on a plane and went over there themselves and saw the show several times. They were even on the streets of Edinburgh handing out flyers for it. So there's been a lot of support there and in Santa Rosa for it. And when I started thinking I should mark the 10th anniversary, it just seemed like a no-brainer that I would do it there at the Glaser Center where it all started.
Sure thing. Wretch Like Me, it plays Saturday, June 20th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $25, and they're available on Brown Paper Tickets or 707-568-5381. Sounds like a great opportunity for the local audience to discover Wretch Like Me if they haven't already, rediscover it if they've seen it before. Anything else that the audiences should know when they show up?
Well, unless something really surprising happens, I think this is going to be the last time I do this.
Oh, wow.
At least last time I perform it. I'd be happy to have other people take it and do their own spin on it in the future. But this feels like a really good time for me to just do it one last time and then move on to other things. So if you ever wanted to see me do it, this is your chance.
All right. Don't miss out. July 20th, 7 p.m. at the Glaser Center. Thank you, David, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.